Are you ready?
Matt Higgins is a coffee rock star in and around Savannah. He'll probably laugh at that, but if you know the budding empire that he and his lovely bride have built, then you know. They created a coffee shop 5 years ago, a shot out of a cannon with their popularity. Next thing you know, it was a brick and mortar, and now they're about to expand to Hilton Head Island. First of all, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for having me on the podcast today. I really appreciate that, and thank you for your kind words.
My pleasure. Yeah, this is the first time you and I have actually had a conversation. Obviously, right. We know each other. We've chatted here and there, but first time we've had a conversation. But that doesn't mean I have not been watching you guys since you started, what, over 5 years ago with a coffee cart. Is that how you guys got going?
That's right. Yeah, we started with just a little coffee cart. We sold everything we had just to start this little thing. And, you know, it's been more than we could have ever imagined to see what that little cart turned into and to see the immense community support that's come behind us and the team. It's been just incredible.
Yeah, I've seen some of that too. But let's go back to before that. You came here to go to SCAD, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so I came here 15 years ago to go to SCAD. And so I came here. That's where I met my wife. And we didn't have any aspirations of being in food and bev. You know, I was a design background and performing background. So I was choosing between Disney Channel and SCAD. Those are my two paths. So like, what am I going to do? Right. And so I chose education. I'm glad I did. My wife came down here. She was originally an accessory design major. So she actually, for a while, had a handbag company. So we made leather bags, went all across the U.S. selling those, and high luxury bags are gorgeous. Some people still are toting them around Savannah. It's fun to see them come in the shop.
That's pretty cool. Now, where is home for you?
I'm originally from Boston, Mass.
Okay.
Very cool. And then my wife is from Michigan.
Very good. So you came down here, fell in love, we're doing little side things. How did you end up at coffee? Was this, if I recall, a 2020 thing?
Sure was. Yeah. So we were in DC at the time. So we left Savannah for a little bit. We had jobs outside of DC at a nonprofit. And we were working together. We had offers out in California at a record label. Actually, it was wild. And so we went out there. We went to check it out. And it was a dream job on paper. But then when we got out there, my wife Elise was overcome with just like this idea of like, Matt, let's just start a coffee shop. And you know what? Let's just start it as like a little like push cart first, like little overhead. We can just do that, get in the community, set up the foresight. Why not? Yeah, it's a little more complicated than we realized, but you know, I thought she was crazy, but then after a 3-hour drive and a slice of gas station pizza, she convinced me. And wow, here we are today. I know. And so we moved back to Savannah and started 2020.
You moved back to Savannah from DC.
That's right.
So clearly you had been discussing the idea of coming back to Savannah.
We always wanted to come back here. We kept looking for Savannah everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. That happened to me. I moved away for 4.5 and had an opportunity to come back. Wasn't planning to come back. But when there was a job out there that I was qualified for and paid enough, and I was like, and I said to my wife, what do you think? And we are in the middle of living happily ever after. So I certainly get it. So you start this coffee cart. I chuckle because totally, as you said, out of left field. And obviously you enjoyed it. You had some initial success with the cart. But you're enjoying it. I'm watching you, and you're clearly, it's a lot of stress, obviously, but you're having fun.
That's right. That's right. It's one of those things like, yeah, there's a ton of stress that comes along with it and a lot of planning, a lot of work, but it's so rewarding because at the end of the day, and really what drives everything we do here is just interacting with people. Right. And I tell our team this probably every day is we have 30 seconds to make someone's day. And I have that opportunity, and like, if it's like for a SCAD day or something, I'm interacting with 800 plus people in the course of 2 hours, and I get to make them feel seen, care for them, give them a product that is thoughtfully created. And and be able to make them feel like they matter. And that just makes all the hard work, effort, stress worth it. And that's why we're in it.
And you chose your coffee shop when you, once you finally, a few years later, got into that brick and mortar. You're at the corner of Jones and MLK, right across, for those who are familiar with the neighborhood, right across from the very popular Cuban restaurant, Rancho Alegre. A lovely, you guys have become something of an anchor on that block, where it's, you know, it's growing. It's growing. My eye doctor's there, Dr. Erica. There's just so much there on that block where you guys are. Was your traffic immediate there in that location? I'm curious.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. When Elise and I first started dating back in 2018, no, way before that, 2015. In 2015, we used to come to our location when it was an antique shop.
Right.
So before the building was redone, before Dr. Eric was here. And so it was dead. Like, you wouldn't walk in this area of town unless you're going to Rancho Alegre. You wouldn't really come here. And so when the building opened up, you know, we had a lot of hesitation from our community around us, our friends, our family. They're like, are you sure? There's not a lot of walking traffic. You should try to get in town even further. And to be quite honest, it's what we could have afforded. And we looked at that location. We're like, you know what? It means something to us, and hopefully it'll mean something to other people. And so kind of the build it, they'll come, and you really hope it pays out. And so we invested everything we had more into this with community support. And from day one, we were shocked at how many people were coming down the street. Now it's continued to come more and more, and we're incredibly grateful for that. We're on the weekends. I mean, our team is now used to a line out the door, which is wild. We can't even imagine that. But no, at first it was a slow trickle, but we had people come, which was still incredible to us. And whether it's a slow day from day one or a fast paced Saturday, we're just grateful that people are coming this way.
Yeah. And it is, that's the neighborhood where you gotta really want to go there. Yeah. It's not like you're sitting at a corner deeper in, you, like you said, into downtown. Oh, let's just go a couple of blocks around the corner to know where you guys are located there on MLK. It's kind of a destination neighborhood it's become, because anywhere from there is a walk in any direction. But right. The SCAD housing, that is SCAD housing back in Frogtown, correct?
Yeah, so behind Frogtown and down further on West Jones is all SCAD housing.
Right. Yeah, that certainly helps. That certainly helps. What would you say makes Origin Coffee Bar different?
I think the biggest difference, and not to say that others don't have this, but I think what really solidifies who we are in people's mind is excellence in not only execution, but in intention. So with our team, we strive every day to have a better flow, a better product, a better experience for people. But that's not out of a misplaced posture of, oh, we're doing this for the next award, or not that there's anything wrong with that, but for the next award or for the next, you know, praise or whatever else. It's truly with the intention of caring for other people. It's with the intention of that person's coming in, they've had the worst day of their life, but you know what? We're gonna give them the best cup of coffee they've ever had, and it's gonna be on the house. Like, we're gonna do things like that every day. And I think that's what separates us apart from, I don't know, maybe any cafe in town. And not to say that they don't do these things, but I think it's what really characterizes our team at Origin, is that truly when people come in, like, I'll shout out one of our team members, Isaac. He does an incredible job with this. He looks you right in the eye. He cares. And he can tell the whole team later in the day, all 430 some odd people he saw in his morning shift, of who they are, what they're doing, what's going on. And he was probably invited to their family reunion, like, at the end of the day. It's incredible. And I think that's what really characterizes and sets our team apart.
That's pretty awesome. On top of all of that, we cannot ignore the visuals. You were a design major. Was it design of spaces? Is that coffee shop your design?
So we did this in partnership with Rethink Design, who is also in our building. They also own Asher and Rye. And so we partnered with them. They're SCAD alum as well. And we're just so grateful to do that, because my background initially, I was going to come to school for architecture. And so we worked hand in hand with them of like, hey, here's kind of the environment space we're looking for. Here's the lighting. And so we're very hands on with it. But they led the project, thankfully, to help us kind of figure out what the heck are we doing with a cafe with a casual brunch menu? What does that mean for us? Right. And then all the branding and everything is done in house. So we're grateful for that.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, there's coffee shops obviously all over Savannah, and they all have their own unique charm. I love them all off the top of my head, but yours, I think, is the most modern looking. Yours is the most big city looking, most sophisticated. I mean, it is what it is. That's not iota of a knock on anybody else, but you've got a big city feel in there, and that's what I like about it. And to the point where my daughter lives in New York City, and she was in college when you guys opened that, and she came home in the summer and said, hey, you need to go over here. You need to go over there and check this place out because you like it. And she did. She did. It's actually, I think you might be the closest coffee shop to my house. I live down the street from you, but yeah.
Awesome.
She's gone over there with some friends a couple of times. So now you have you had your eye on expansion for a while and Hillhead came up, or had you had this thought of, you know, at some point if this goes well, we'll expand to Hillhead? How did that come about?
You know, it's funny. We've had a lot of people approach us about another location, whether that's been Hilton Head, Florida, Maine, Nebraska. Not even kidding. And I was like, that's a long commute for me. You know, God forbid a dishwasher calls out last minute.
Yeah. Nebraska's other side of Statesboro. Yeah, that's a
high. Exactly. Yeah. And so we've been thinking about the idea of it, but we really knew that if it was something we were going to explore, it had to not just be 90% right, but 100% right. And so we were approached by Jay Banks. They're an interior design agency in Hilton Head. They're one of the top 100 in the country. And they approached us about a location out front of their building that was previously TJ's Take and Bake. If anyone's from Hilton Head or been around the area, you're familiar with TJ's. And they were retiring and they're looking for someone to fill that space. Well, their team apparently had been driving from Hilton Head to Savannah to grab coffee and go back up there. So they said, let's save some gas. And do you guys want to move in? And so they were gracious enough to design out the space. If you think Savannah is beautiful, just wait till you see Hilton Head, to design out the space and take our brand in full consideration. And what's funny is the senior designer from Jay Banks working on our project was the same that did this project as well.
Oh, wow.
And so it's such a gift to be able to partner with her again.
Yeah.
And so we just had that right opportunity pop up. And so much alignment happened, and they have a similar heart for their community and for global community like we do with all of our coffee sourcing. Like, we have direct sourcing from all of our partners. So, you know, when you're buying coffee from us, it's directly impacting those communities. Like, they're getting clean drinking water and safe housing and good education from the cup of coffee you're buying in the morning, which is really cool. And I know we don't talk about it enough, but we're working on that.
I love it.
But Hilton Head was just the right next step.
Very cool. So now in Hilton Head, because you've got coffee and casual brunch here in Savannah, there will be food day one in Hilton Head?
So not day one. So we're going to do a soft open in partnership with Auspicious. So they're going to be doing our pastries up there as well. We love Mark Kitty and the whole gang over here. So we're bringing them up to Hilton Head with us. So we'll have coffee and pastries from day one. And then later in the month of August, once our team is ready, they're settled in, everyone's trained up, we want to make sure we do brunch right up there. And so we'll then launch the whole brunch menu with our grand opening.
Very good.
Up there.
Very good. How big is the space in Hillman? How many square feet?
It's about 1,200 square feet in total. Okay. So it's just enough to be a cozy cafe. But here's the thing. Where in Savannah, we're lacking a lot of that outdoor seating that, you know, we all long for. In Hilton Head, take the entire space of Savannah, all 2,800 square feet, and make that outdoor patio space. That's what that benefits from.
Nice.
It's done.
Nice. I can predict the folks up at Hilton Head Plantation will love to come out from behind the gate and sit with you and have a coffee and a bite for brunch.
I hope so.
I'm certain they will. It's in the Main Street area. What's the address? Main Street area of Hilton Head on the north end?
That's right. Yeah. So we're at 35 North Main Street. If you know where Jay Banks is, go to the same address. So we're near the hospital, near the elementary schools, near the airport, so it's convenient for everyone.
And well, do you know yet if you're going to be open 7 days a week there?
We will. 7 days a week from 7 to 3.
Nice. Nice. Tell us your website before we get out of here, and we'll check you out.
Thank you, Jesse. It's origincoffeebar.com. Find everything there. You can buy coffee online. We ship internationally. You can see our whole menu. You can order in advance if you're in a rush. Learn more about the company. If you're looking for a job, we're hiring a ton of people right now. And so even if you just want to pop on by and say, hey, we love to meet everybody. We're really excited about this next step and so grateful for the past 5 years. It's awesome. Been an amazing awesome. Journey.
Well, I know, I think I can speak for Samantha when I tell you, you know, we're very excited for your success and your growth. And, you know, it's been a really, really fun story to watch. And when I found out you guys were going to Hilton Head, I was super excited because it means you're doing it right. So I appreciate you taking some time to hang out with us.
Of course. Thank you, Jesse. It means a lot to hear that from you, too. We look up to you and look up to so many others here in the area. And we're just really grateful for all the community support and for being on the pod today. I really appreciate it. We look forward to hosting you out there.
My pleasure. I'll see you soon. Thanks, sir.